The Business on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Electric Ireland. Our business is understanding yours.
Good morning. Coming up, one of Fortune's 50 most powerful women, the world of working alone, and the Kildare man who cracked China 30 years ago. Contact us by text to 51551, by phone to 1850 715150, email thebusiness@rte.ie or tweet to @thebusinessRTE. But first, what was getting financial journalists in a tizzy this week was the ECB's decision to drop interest rates. There were lots of mutterings about it being an historic step for a major central banker, Mario Draghi in this instance, to cut a key interest rate below zero in a bid to help the Eurozone recover. But should we really be getting all that excited about it? And what does it all mean? Nick Webb, Sunday Independent Business Editor, are you excited about it all?
I'm not that excited, to be honest. I've been excited about more other things in the past. But what they've done is they've nudged, given a gentle nudge towards recovery. That's really the, you know, cutting interest rates will help, but it's not going to be dramatic. It's not going to be instantaneous. It's not the quick solution we're all kind of looking and hoping for.
So how will it affect us here?
Well, I suppose there are two things. Initially, it'll affect some mortgage holders. People with tracker mortgages, you know, they'll save maybe a tenner a month on the average mortgage. So it's essentially your two happy meals better off because of this every month. But what will also probably happen is that people on variable rate mortgages, they're going to get hit by the banks. While rates have been cut by the ECB, the banks are likely to push up variable rate mortgages to pay for the people on tracker mortgages.
So if they did that, you'd have an even bigger disparity between people on trackers. And
that's right. It works out for an average mortgage of maybe about 200 grand a year, possibly about 4,000 euro per year if you're on a variable rate versus somebody on a tracker, which is crazy stuff. And the banks are just, you know, they can't cope with the tracker problem. And so people with variable rate mortgages getting hit.
Savers are really getting squeezed. What will this mean, or might it mean, for savers?
It makes saving with a bank even stupider than it was before. I mean, the best rate you can probably get out there is about 1.5%, 2%. And it's going to bring it down a little bit further. And there are actually plenty of savings account rates where you get 0.005%. So, I mean, it makes no sense.
I was reading somebody
whatsoever.
Say 50 cents.
That's right. And
for
you pay tax
euro.
On it too. So you get clobbered by dirt too. So, I mean, it's bad news for people who are savers. It really is.
Now, one of the unusual things that the central bank has done is to actually charge European banks for depositing money with the European Central Bank.
What will that do? This is really a kind of a device to encourage them to lend, you know, to boost the small business sector. And we've worked out, there are various kind of calculations out there, but it looks as if the banks could end up paying the European Central Bank, you know, over 100 million, maybe 120 million, just for the privilege of lodging money with them. So the ECB will make plenty of money out of this, which is kind of good because they've a huge bill coming up because they're building this monstrosity in the middle of Frankfurt, this huge headquarters complete with the new gym and swimming pool and Michelin restaurants and the works.
Very nice.
That'll pay for some of it anyway.
But also that wouldn't be enough really to deter banks. I mean, that's relatively small for European banks.
I sense that this isn't going to be the magic bullet to get banks to start lending to small businesses. It'll encourage them a bit, but you know, I mean, banks are still very risk averse at this stage. So, I mean, they're hardly likely to be, you know, shoveling money out just because of this sort of minor penalty.
As we know, to our peril in Ireland, the ECB very often doesn't have us in its sights when it's making these big strategic decisions. It's thinking about what's going on in Germany and France and elsewhere. Why are they doing this? What's going on in Europe that is prompting this?
Well, Europe is just, it's stumbling along. Growth is really incredibly sluggish. Nothing much has been happening. It's we're stuck in a lost decade. And I think they live in terror of us kind of following Japan. And, you know, just a lack of growth, deflation. And so they're really just trying to kickstart the economy. This is really a further stimulus. They'll hope to weaken currency to make Europe more competitive and things like that. But I mean,
you don't sound very convinced.
I don't really. I think what they need is some really, there is this so-called, you know, huge super bazooka of quantitative easing, which, you know, the Americans did, and that seemed to work for them. But politically, I think that's very unpalatable for the Germans, and, you know, so the likelihood of that happening.
One of the measures that was announced was to make more money available, 400 billion euro, I think, for lending to SMEs. And much of that is due to go to Ireland. And will it make a difference?
I think they've totted up the numbers, and it looks as if perhaps about 7 billion would go to Ireland. But, you know, the likelihood of the banks, you know, looking to get all that 7 billion is pretty limited. They're not exactly falling over themselves, shoveling out money to people at the moment. So I think, look, it's another measure. It's another move in the right direction. But really, it would make hardly any difference, I think.
Positive, but it's not getting you overly excited. Nick Webb, thanks for joining us on the programme.